mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Christo the Rock, Saturday night. We are back in your living rooms, in your car, speakers on your
laptop. Computer.
Thank you very much. On your laptop, you all can log on our website, www.christotherock.com. That's C-R-I-S-T-O, therock.com. And we want you to place a face with the voices that you are hearing this evening by simply clicking on to the Radio Personalities tab. All of our ministry team hosts and all of their ministries are featured there, and we would love to hear from you. It is Saturday night, man. We're now at the top of the hour, about 11 o'clock, and we just hope that you all plan to stay with us tonight, because if you're in your cars, if you're on your laptop, really doesn't matter. We're just glad that you're with us. We want to introduce our team again, just in case you didn't catch us on the first segment. You're going to start getting real used to us, because not only can you hear us through your speakers, we're now about to start coming through your Facebook pages, and so we want you all to holler at us and give us a shout out or something like that, because we are definitely in the midst of trying to get people to give us a cool little jingle. So later on in this segment, maybe Tina can talk to us again about that. But Rick, say what's up to the people and give them some contact information before we kind of really get rolling.
Yeah, I'm going to come back with that information. I was corrected earlier, so...
It's all love, man.
It's overflowwithglory@gmail.com.
Yes, yes.
Phone number 682-234-2670.
Okay.
And you can hook me up if you want to.
Hook him up.
Yeah.
Hook him up.
All right.
Miss Tina, talk to
me. Tina Elmer Green. Tina at mca-global.com.
And I am Pastor Mark D.
Ingram.
Diaz and Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can hit me up at www.wolchristiancenter.org. And speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, you all, tomorrow starts
preseason.
Technically, yes.
Tomorrow
football,
night?
Tomorrow, first
Lord.
Game, preseason.
That means that
they
you ain't having church service tomorrow night?
No, I didn't say all of that. I'm just saying, tomorrow, you know, Sunday, you know. I'm not crazy. I'm going to church. But yeah, after church, I might be, you know.
Doing the couch potato.
Yeah, I might be the couch potato after church. But hey, y'all, tomorrow's football season.
All right.
Preseason starts. Cowboys play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Can't wait, brother. I love football.
That's going to be a good one, Ricky, because
you
got T.O. playing for Cincinnati
really?
Now. Yeah, man.
They signed him up, buddy.
They signed him up. He's playing for Cincinnati now. You got Roy Williams, the ex-safety, playing for Cincinnati now. Those are some good storylines going on.
You've been keeping up, huh?
Man,
what's
I'm
up
a Cowboy
with that, Cody?
Fan,
oh,
man.
Boy.
Emmitt Smith, he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Isn't he the one that was just on that dance show?
Yeah.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith, yeah, number 22, Cowboy. He's Hall of Fame material now. And so he's being inducted this weekend. And so a lot of storylines going on. But y'all keep an eye on this guy on Cincinnati's side. His name is Jermaine Gresham. That's their first round draft pick this year. I used to work with his mom.
What is he playing? What is he playing?
Tight end.
Is he good?
Yeah, man.
He's a beast, huh?
Yes. Wow. I used to work with his mom in Wichita Falls.
That receiver from the Cowboys. What's his name, Cody?
Dez Bryant.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, he's the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's out a little bit.
He's good,
they
don't
really need him for preseason.
And back to Christo the Rock.
Oh, see what? See that? Tina. There we go. Y'all hear that? She's hating. But we know there are those of you out there.
Come
you
on,
know,
ladies.
Loves too.
Yeah, even you females, you know.
Come on, ladies. Back
y'all
me
like
up
the
here.
Cowboys, so it's all good. But we wanted to throw that in there real quick before we get started. So
it's a
I
man
think,
thing.
Y'all, this would be a good thing. For us to kind of start making a little transition, because we've had some fun so far tonight. But I want us to kind of start now thinking ahead and kind of start touching base on how it feels to have that little insecurity that pops up every now and then in our lives that can kind of make us feel, if we're not careful, man, does anybody love me? What do you think about that, Tina?
Well, there's a lot of points and times in I know, just my personal life where I thought, my goodness, there's so much on my plate. And then it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Yeah.
And I say, Lord, I need to hear from you right now. I need some comfort because I just feel as though there's just nothing.
I know that feeling. I definitely know that feeling. I've definitely been in some relationships whereas I kind of felt like I got the bad end of the stick. And so there are many different things that can kind of make you feel like. What do y'all think of some of the things that can make you feel or lack self-worth?
You know what I picked up just now, that it's a sense of abandonment. You feel that you've been abandoned.
That's a good word, right?
Yeah, you've been abandoned. You know, abandoned by the Lord or friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about the word phileo.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to having an emotional deep love as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a kind of, even though God has the agape love for us, but he has a friendly love also because he calls us friends.
Yeah. Well, what happens when you try to fit in so much? Sometimes you're just like, you know, I really would like to fit. And I'll give you a good example. You know, one of the big things that kind of struck me when it comes to feeling insecure growing up, you know, I was never one of these cats that joined the fraternity.
Right, right.
You know, I was never one of those guys. One of those guys. And so sometimes you try to fit in so much that in fitting in, you kind of lose yourself in who you really are.
Right.
And then if this group doesn't accept you, that group doesn't accept you, or anything that you do that's not accepted, then I think that insecurity starts kind of fitting in. It could be a failed relationship.
Yeah.
It could be somebody letting you go from your job. It could be any number of things that makes you feel insecure and makes you feel like, man.
Well, with women,
okay,
we can gain a few pounds and just forget about it.
Okay.
Forget about it.
On purpose or you say purposely or subconsciously?
What do you mean?
When you say you can just gain a few pounds,
well, if we do,
is that a way to mask? Maybe
no. If we do,
do you feel unloved?
We feel a little insecure,
or unloved, or something, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Because you don't feel as lovable.
Yeah, when you feel unloved.
Oh, you're saying so when you put on a little bit of weight.
Right.
I got you.
You don't feel as lovable because you're not feeling.
You become self-conscious. You become self-conscious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
But God loves us as we are, brother.
And that's a good point. Somebody needs to hear that tonight, because I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but somebody's going out tonight and they're going to look for, you know, Cutie Pie or Mr. Handsome, and it could be as simple as asking somebody for a dance. Every time I used to go out and look at, you know, I used to be at a club or whatever, you were literally scared to ask somebody to dance. Not because you couldn't dance or you were intimidated, but I can promise you, wasn't it because of you were afraid of being told?
No. Yep.
Translate that for me, Pastor.
En vez de uno a un club o algo, ¿verdad? Y uno se siente inseguro de nosotros mismos, you know, como persona, ¿verdad? Y estás ahí parado y la gente anda bailando, ¿verdad? Y tú estás viendo y quieres preguntarle a una... a una muchacha que sí puede bailar contigo, pero no lo haces por el temor de que va a decir no. Entonces, en el amor de Cristo, cuando tú vienes a Él, Él no te va a decir que no. Él va a mostrar ese amor. What I was telling the people, Pastor Mark and Tina, that when you go out, because I used to do this, and I was contemplating and being real apprehensive of going and talking to a girl that I wanted to dance with.
Yeah.
And I never did. And I left the club and never did.
Yeah.
Because my mind was saying she's going to say no.
It's something about, it's like, it seems like everything just slowed down and started going in slow motion. And you took this long walk across the club and the dance floor just to, it seemed like the camera, the world stopped and everybody was looking at you, because everybody's going to walk you over there in slow motion. You're going to ask her or him to dance in slow motion. And then is this if their mouth is going to say in slow motion,
no,
no.
Well, watch this. Watch this, Tina. And this is what, when you were saying that, even though we might get rejected when we go and ask or whatever it might be, there's something that that the people need to know tonight.
Yeah.
That God will not reject you.
That's something that they definitely need
to know.
The love
of God will receive you as you are.
All day.
El amor de Cristo te va a recibir a como vengas. No importa donde estés en este momento, Él te va a recibir. And He will receive you like that. It doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah, I want to tag on to something you just said. And listeners, you know, Pastor Ricky's on fire tonight. He's just on a roll tonight. He is rolling tonight. But I want you all to know that I'm going to touch on something that he just said, because what the Lord, I believe, dropped in my spirit is, you notice how we talk about rejection, and you just said God will love you right where you are. I think that's one of the biggest things, or the biggest misconception, that stops people from coming to the Lord or to church. They feel like they have to fix themselves up. They got to get themselves together. They got to measure. You know, I'll get myself together. And when I get myself together, I'm going to come to church. Yep. No, God is saying, come as you are. And that's the kind of love that we want you all to understand tonight as we kind of go on through the night and get this topic out of here, because we're going to really start hitting it heavy right here in segment number 3 as we come up. We're going to start really trying to sell to you that, hey, God loves me too. You notice how I didn't say God loves y'all too. God loves me too. He doesn't want you to get yourself ready. He doesn't want you to try to prepare yourself. He doesn't want you to try to be all cute. Come with however you are.
Yes.
Come just like that, because the Bible says we are to come as we are, and there is nothing that can separate us.
Well, you know what,
from
Pastor,
the love of God.
This is coming to my spirit, because I feel that the Spirit of God speaking to me. We all felt at time not loved, right?
Yeah,
of course.
We all felt like that, rejected.
I've been there,
and stuff, and it's not a good place to be at,
right?
And I've been at from time to time in that place. Even now, sometimes I feel when I'm going through discouragement, it tends to wanna come and speak to me, but. But the love of God comes and it comforts me.
Yeah.
And it soothes me and it brings affirmation to my heart that He does love me.
Well, I tell you what, and I want Tina after I kind of jump in, because here's one of these opportunities for us to really keep it real, because, you know, I think we're all, if you haven't experienced something that will cause you to feel unloved or
unworthy,
like an outsider, then just keep living. But here's a point that I want to get across. You know, when we talk about God loves me too, I want our listeners to think about a situation where you feel like you are the only person on the planet after you've done something, and, you know, everybody has kind of shunned you to a point. And it could be in a relationship. It could be at a job where you've blown it real bad. But we've all been at that point where we felt like, man, I'm kind of out here by myself.
Right.
And here's the point that I'm trying to sell right now. A lot of times we tie our self-worth, we tie all of that stuff into this horizontal relationships. Yeah. In other words, we're looking for people.
Yes.
We're looking for people.
Exactly.
To confirm who we are. And so when their opinions about us change like the weather, then there goes our self-esteem.
Yep.
And what God would want us to know is, you know what? I don't care what you do. I don't care who you are. My love is constant. And so someone needs to know tonight, because just like somebody's going out to get rejected on the dance floor, there's somebody tonight that will be on the opposite end of a real desperate situation, whereas they've been dumped and a relationship has ended, but they thought this was the one.
Right. Devastated.
And you got to know that God loves you even in the midst of all of that. When those closest to us say, well, you know what? I don't love you no more. And that's just natural when that happens, for us to experience the lows and the depression. Mm. But I want somebody to know that, hey, I don't care what happens in my life, God loves me too.
Right?
Yes.
He's mindful. Sometimes we think that He's not mindful. He meditates on us. Many are His thoughts.
Yeah, toward us.
You were saying that Sunday morning at the service. And so I'm pretty sure Tina has felt rejected at times.
Sure.
I know I have.
And hurt and not loved. But one of the things that it says that the spirit of love is what bonds us together with Him and with people. It is the spirit of love that will bring a bonding, brother, and a unity in our lives. What do you think about that, Tina?
Absolutely.
You
know,
I just think it's an opportunity for us to even just kind of really lay this whole, you know, God loves me too situation out, because before we get ready to go out of here and to this next segment and kind of introduce a couple of songs before we go, I want to kind of even just use something that we've been talking about tonight as a good example. Y'all notice how we all got Facebook pages and we said we're going to put up the Crystal the Rock Facebook page, and each one of us have Facebook pages. But if we really look at any social network, you know, the one thing that bombards us, and we think we got it all together, and I'm an independent guy, I don't need nobody to love me, and women say the same thing. But watch this, even with Facebook and other network pages, they're asking you, hey, do you like
exactly
my status?
Yes.
Please post or comment on my status. Please acknowledge or accept
comment
my invitation. Yeah. Please, in other words, please validate.
That's me. True.
Exactly. You're right, brother.
and so we put ourselves out there and don't even really recognize that the only thing we're really doing is looking for love.
Exactly. That's right.
And so here's where we can start making that transition before we come back to the next segment. We're looking for love in all of the wrong places.
Isn't that a song?
That really is. I was wondering if you're going to catch that. Looking for love. Yeah.
Come on, Cody.
Yeah, we're looking for love in all the wrong places. But we want you all to recognize tonight that, man, I don't care where I've looked. I don't care my mistakes. I don't care where I've messed up. I don't really care what the drama is or was. You know what? At the end of the day, God loves me too. Pastor Ricky, can you say that in Spanish before we kind of get on out of here for this segment?
Al fin del día, tienes que entender y saber que Dios te ama a ti también. Yeah. No importa por lo que estés pasando. Yeah. Lo que tienes que hacer es aclamar a Él, aclamarle, hablarle, y Él te va a escuchar.
We want you to take Crystal Rock with you wherever you go tonight. That can be in your cars, that can be at your home, or that can be at your laptop or your desk on your computer. But we are here with you. Take us with you everywhere you go. Just simply log on to www.thewordfm.com anywhere in the world, and you will not need to miss a single show or segment. We're looking forward to seeing you after this break. Tina, do we got time to introduce these songs?
Mas Musica. Pucci Cologne and Giovanni, all that here on Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM.
Feel the warmth of your embrace. Help you knocking, Lord?
Jesucristo, yo voy a adorar con lo de mi tierra, con lo tropical, con tambor y güira. Yo voy a alabar con lo de mi tierra, con lo tropical. Sí, sí, es para ti, para ti, Señor, para mi Señor. Voy a cantar, voy a alabar, voy a cantar. Jesucristo, yo voy a adorar con lo de mi tierra, con lo tropical.